Today's Amud is Megillah Chaf Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Amud Aleph, about 12 lines from the top, by the two dots Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan. So we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah said that everybody's kosher to read the Megillah, and they could be mighty someone else in Mikra Megillah, except for a Cheresh, a Shaita, and a Katan. Those cannot be mighty others in Mikra Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda says that a Katan is kosher, a Katan Shegiyah L'chinuch, is kosher for Mikra Megillah. And says the Gemara now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda testified, he brought a raya to his own shita from a story that actually pertained to himself, says Rabbi Yehuda that Katan Hayisi, I was a Katan, this happened with me, it was a Ma'isa Shahaya, Ukurisiyo L'mayla, Mirabi Tarfun V'Zekein in Belud, and I read the Megillah L'mayla by the Bima, by Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenim in the city of Lod. I myself did it, and Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenim, they were Yaitse, their mitzvah of Mikra Megillah through me. So obviously I'm right that a Katan could be mitzi others in Mikra Megillah. However, says the Gemara that Amrulai, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, that Eim Mevi'in Raya Min HaKatan. You can't bring a Raya from a Katan, meaning even though now you're a Gadol, you can't bring a raya to something, even now as a gadol, to something that you saw when you were younger. It's like, you know, I remember thinking about that my counselor when I was younger, he was like the oldest guy in the world. And then I became a counselor in camp, and I saw he, when the counselor clearly actually wasn't that old. When you're younger, things seem different. So even if you, when you're older, thinking back to it, for some reason, that's just how the brain works. You still associate it as being very big because you saw it when you were younger. So says the Gemara, even though now you're a gadol, you can't bring a raya from something that you saw when you were a katan. The truth is that the Gemara in Ksuvis on Chaf Chesem and Aleph says this as a klal, that you can't bring a raya from something that you saw when you were a katan. But the Gemara there says that that's only when it comes to things that are d'araisa. However, when it comes to things that are d'rabanan, so then you are able to bring a raya from something you saw when you were a katan. Now, Mikra Megillah L'chair is not d'araisa, so why can't you bring a raya from something that he saw when he was a katan? The Taisus Rid is made on this over here, and the Taisus Rid says that since Megillah has a smach, there's an asmachta from a pasuk in the Torah, so therefore linyan zeh, it's treated like a deraisa, and a gadol is not able to testify about something that he saw when he was a katan. Says the Gemara now another version of this story. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Amar Rebbe, it was Rebbe talking, and Rebbe said that Katan Hayisi, when I was a Katan, Ukrisiha Lamaila Merebi Yehuda. And I remember reading the Megillah by the Bima by Rebbe Yehuda Shul. I read the Megillah and I was might see him in Mikra Megillah. Amrulai, they said to Rebbe that Aimavi and Raya Minamatir, you can't bring a Raya from Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda is the one who holds that it's mutter for a Katan. So you can't, doesn't show us anything. We know that that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that a katan is able to be mighty others and Mikra Megillah. So what? There's nothing to learn from the story. You were a katan and you read by Rabbi Yehuda, and Echanam Yishkayach. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda is a das yachid on this matter. Ask the Gemara v'leim rulei emavi and raim in a katan. Why did they argue on Rabbi by saying emavi and raim in a matir? Why didn't they say more simply, who cares if you saw something when you were younger? Emavi and raim in a katan, like we had in the previous version. Says the Gemara that Chada v'aid kamrulei. In a Chanami, they were telling him an additional reason. Chada, first of all, we don't care about your story, the katan ha'isa, because you were a katan and you can't bring a raya from something that you saw when you were a katan. V'aid, and they were telling him that here there's another reason why your story doesn't have much worth, because afilu gadol ha'isa, even if you were a gadol at the time, or that you saw this happening, that the katan was mitzi Rabbi Yehuda, emavi and raya min hamatir. That doesn't show us anything, because you can't bring a raya from the one who holds that it's mutter, that's the halacha. We know that that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but the question over here is that Rabbi Yehuda is a das yachid, and therefore we shouldn't listen to him. So you can't prove anything from saying that you saw a katan being mitzi Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, that ein kairin as a Megillah, v'loi malin, v'loi taivlin, v'loi mazin, all these things, we'll go back to them in a moment. All these things, you can't do the mitzvahs until Netzachama. You're not allowed to do it at night. So again, so in Kairin as a Megillah, you can't read the Megillah at night. You have to read it Dafka after Netzachama. We'll see in the Gemara, it's referring to the day reading. The day reading of the Megillah, you're not Yaitze if you do it before Netzachama. V'loi Malin, you can't do Bris Mila. Bris Mila is supposed to be on the Yayim Ashmini on the eighth day. You're not Yaitze if you do it at night before Netzach Hama, v'loy taivlen, and you can't go to the mikvah, you can't go to the mikvah. Someone who's tamei, someone who's azav, he's tamei mace, he has to go to the mikvah. V'loy mazin, or someone that needs hazah, someone who's tamei mace needs hazah on the, you sprinkle him with the ashes of the parah aduma on the third day and the sixth day. On the third day and the seventh day, Shlishi Vishvi, so that also, V'chein Sheimeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, a Zava, a lady who sees a Re'iyah during certain times of the month, so she becomes a Zava Ketana if she only has one Re'iyah, so she has to go to the mikvah also. Lai Titbol, these people should not go to the, she's not allowed to go to the mikvah, Ad Shetan Netzachama. All these halachas, the halacha is that you have to wait until Netzachama to perform these activities. However, says the Mishnah, the Kulan Sha'asu Misha Olam with a shachar is kosher. Melumaisa, as long as you did it after Alayis HaShachar, so you're still yaitze b'diavad. It's just the midrabanim we say to wait until Netzachamo, because if you do it at Alayis, so it's very close, and people might make a mistake and they'll end up doing these mitzvahs already really before Alayis, thinking that it's already Alayis HaShachar, and they're really going to be doing it at night. So the rabbanim said to wait till Netzachamo. So all these things you're supposed to wait until Netzachamo. B'diavad, if you did it by Alayis, it was day, it was the morning. Amud HaShachar is already the morning, so b'di'evet, if you did these things by Amud HaShachar, you're still yaitze, just l'chatchila, you're really supposed to wait. I mean, the Rabbanim, we could say, you're supposed to wait until Netzach Hama. So says the Gemara now, Minalan. First going on the first case of Mikra Megillah, we said that you have to wait until Netzach Hama, you have to wait at least until Amud HaShachar, it has to be daytime. Minalan, what's the Makar? What's the Makar that you can't be Yotze at night? Says the Gemara, the Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, it says regarding the Megillah, V'hayamim ha'elen nizkarim v'nasim. Nasim is referring to the Suda, the Simcha, nizkarim is referring to the Megillah, and it says that these days are nizkarim v'nasim. So b'yoyim in b'layla loy, you see that the mitzvah is supposed to be Mikra Megillah, is supposed to be dafka by day and not by night. Ask the Gemara, really Mikra Megillah is only by day and it's not by night? So lema tihavi tioftid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This seems to refute the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We had it earlier in the Masechta, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that chayiv adam likra yisasa Megillah belayla, l'shanaisa bayoyim, that a person has to read the Megillah at night and then repeat it again the next day. But there's also a night reading. And from what we said until now, it's mashma that there's only a reading by day. Says the Gemara, no, kiketani adiyoyim. When the Mishnah says that you have to read the Megillah by day, it's referring specifically to the day reading. And a chanami, there's another reading that's for the nighttime. But the day reading has to be dafka by day. It's not just that you read the Megillah two times. If you read it two times at night, you're not yaitze the next day's reading. It has to be specifically one at night and one in the day. But the Mishnah is not a raya against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Mishnah is specifically referring to the day reading of the Megillah. V'loy malin, we said that you can't do a bris milah by nighttime, it has to be dafka after Nates, or at least for sure after Amun HaShachar. Says the Gemara, the makar for that is dechsev, because the pasuk says by milah, it says u'beyoyim hashmini yimol, it says on the day of the 8th, so you see it has to be daytime. V'loy taivlin v'loy mazin, we said you also, a person who's tamei can't go to the mikvah, and a person who needs hazah, shlishi v'shvi, needs to get sprinkled on the third and seventh day, so he also is not allowed to go to the mikvah by night, he has to wait until daytime. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, by hazah, it says, v'hiza hatar ala tamei, by yoyim hashvi'i. It mentions by yoyim, so we darshan from there, that we learn from there that the hazah has to be dafka by day. How do we know that tefillah has to be by day? V'iskash tefillah lahazaya. There's the end of the pasuk Rashi brings, there's a hekesh between going to the mikvah, tefillah, and hazah, and the sprinkling. So just like the sprinkling, the hazah, we just showed that it's dafka by day. So to tefillah is dafka by day. V'chein shomeres yoyim keneged yoyim leititbol ad shetan Netzachama v'chulu. And then the Mishnah said, we specified a shomeres yoyim. So even though we said people that go to the mikvah go by day, the Mishnah then specifies a tful yoyim, a shomeres yoyim, a lady who saw dam during her yemei ziva, and she becomes a zava ketana, she becomes a shomeres yoyim, so she goes to the mikvah by day. And so, ask the Gemara Pshita, that Luchayr, this is obvious that she goes by day. Why should she be different than any other person who goes to the mikvah? We already mentioned in the Mishnah that people who go to the mikveh go by day. So why should the Shemer Siyon be any different? So before we get to the Gemara's Teretz, it's maybe just Kedai to be makdim, that other than a Nida who goes to the mikveh at night, a Nida Taka goes to the mikveh at night, other than a Nida, Kamat everyone who goes to the mikveh goes dafka by day. All Chayavi Tfilos go by day. However, there's still a difference between a Shemeres Yoim who goes to the mikvah and a Zav or a Balkeri or someone else who's Tameh that goes to the mikvah. A Zav, which we could say maybe is the male version of a Zava, a Zav when he goes to the mikvah and a Balkeri when he goes to the mikvah, so they go the same day that they had the Riyah. A person sees Keri, a person sees a flow that's termed Zav. So in either of those cases, the same day that he has the Riyah, he could go to the mikvah, as long as it's just one Riyah, he could go to the mikvah, and then at nighttime, once there's Harif Shemesh, he'll become Tar, he could go that day. However, a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, a lady who sees Dam during her Yemei Ziva, even just one Riyah, so she's Tamei that day. She could only go to the mikvah the next day, because she needs to have one clean day. The day that she saw can't be her clean day. It's already ruined because of the fact that she saw Dam that day. So she has to wait until the next day. The next day, once it's Mixas Hayom Kekulai, we'll count it, she could go to the mikvah, but she has to wait until the next day. So again, so ask the Gemara though, her tefillah is by day, L'chayr, what's the chiddush in the fact that her tefillah is by day? Everybody who goes to the mikvah kamat goes by day. So why is the Mishnah specifying a Shemeres Yoyim? Says the Gemara Yitzchak that there's a chiddush in Shemeres Yoyim. What's the chiddush? Because Sal Kedaita Chamina Tehevi Kiriya Rishayna Shel Zav. What the Mishnah means to point out is that you might have thought to say now the Shemeres Yoyim should be, when she sees Dam one time, she should be like a man, like a Zav, who sees his Re'iyah one time. U'Re'iyah Rishayna Shel Zav, and we know that the halacha is, when it comes to the Re'iyah Rishayna Shel Zav, a man who sees this flow, this Zav, one time, so the halacha is that Iskash the Balkari, is that his tefillah, we compare him to a Balkari, to the tum of a Balkari. D'chsiv, it's because it says by him, by a Zav, it says, Zoyz Teiras HaZav, V'asher Teitz, the pasuk links the two together, a Zav who saw one time with a Balkari, so we compare the two. And we say like this, the Ma Balkari Taiva B'yoyim, Hainami Litvul B'yoyme. So, and we say that just like a Balkari goes to the mikvah by day, the same day that he had his Riyah, so too a Zav goes to the mikvah by day. So I might have thought to say that a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim is like the man version, is like the Zav, that she could even go to the mikvah on the same day that she had the Re'iyah. That's what I could have thought to say. Well, ask the Gemara, before we say the Kamash Malan, ask the Gemara, that doesn't seem to be a valid Havamina. V'habi mama loy matzi tavla. She for sure can't go the same day that she had a Re'iyah. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, kol yamei zayva kemishkav nidasa yiela. That the day that she sees her Re'iyah, so that day is out. She's like a Nida for that day. That whole entire day is a day of Tumah. There's no way she could go to the mikvah on that day. So says the Gemara in a Chanami Avada, we never thought that she could go to the mikvah that day, but rather, Belelia mihas li'avid miksah shimur v'titbo. But let's at least let that following night, the day that she has her Re'iyah, let's say it's Tuesday day, so then Tuesday night, when it's already halachically the next day, so maybe already at night she could have her Mikvah Sayyim Kekulai at night, and she could go to the mikvah at night. So she's like a Zav in the sense that a Zav goes on the same day as the Re'iyah. So too, the Zava, maybe she should be able to go that same night, that day, the night of that day, she should be able to go to the mikvah. That's what I could have thought to say without our Mishnah. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah, that no, she goes by day. Now, which day of Avad is not the same day that she had the Re'iyah? That's not even a Havamina. Which day? It's the following day. She can't use that night as her mikvah yom kekulai and then go to the mikvah at night. And it explains the Gemara because kaven debai is svira, since she needs to count one clean day, so svira be a mamahi. Always counting days in the Torah, shiva nikim, these things are counting the days. And therefore, she can't have her mikvah yom kekulai at night because the svira doesn't, we don't consider the night to be a time of svira. Only the day is a time of svira. So she has to wait until the morning. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So again, just to speak it out outside, the Gemara had a kasha. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah that the Shemeres Yoyim goes to the mikvah by day? Everybody who's Tameh Kemat goes to the mikvah by day. The Gemara's teretz is that you could have thought that she goes to the mikvah at night. Avad that she can't go the same day she had her re'iyah, but I might have thought to say that she could go at night after she counts a little bit of the night as clean. She checks and she sees that she's clean. She doesn't have any dam. So I might think miksas yom kekulei. Now she could go at night. Kamash malan the mishnah that no, she goes by day. Now of course, which day means the following day and not the same day that she had the re'iyah.